Hello and welcome. Cheers to each and every one of you playing this episode. Don't forget to stay in the know, to look out for our social media posts on Facebook and Instagram. The links are in the episode notes. Oh, what's going on, everyone? I know that it has been some time now since I have recorded the last episode, and for that, I definitely want to apologize. However, I feel like God's word is right on time for the people that need to hear it. I just want to give a disclaimer. You may hear me clicking around in the background and doing some stuff because I am currently working, but I have finally the time to record this. So I said, why not? Let's do it. Let's take advantage and be a good steward over the time that God has given us, or given me rather. So first of all, a welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's get rooted up. Ooh, ooh. I'm excited about today's topic because I have actually had this topic on my mind for a while. I just hadn't put it out yet because of the things that I wasn't sure if it was going to be premature or if it was going to be right on time. And I feel like now is the perfect time to go ahead and put this out. We're definitely still in our game plan series or season, basically, of the podcast. And you may also hopefully be in the season of game planning for your life. We are still in a new year because we are only 4 months in and we still have a way to go. So I don't know what your 2022 is looking like, but let me tell you about mine. You know, it's definitely not what I thought it was going to be. It's not a 2021, it's not a 2020 or a 2019. However, it is a 2022, whatever that means. This year has started off a little rocky for me, and I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who is having a rocky start at this new year. It's crazy because, right, at the beginning of the year, we walk into the new year with a new mindset, a new life, a new me, new this, new that. Yeah, we new, right? But what happens when the new us encounter things that look familiar, or we encounter the familiar and similar attributes or situations or moments in our lives that we've already faced? And in that newness, we forget to approach it in a new way because it looks so familiar. So we revert back to the way that we may have handled it the first time we saw it. Maybe that's fear, or maybe that's lack of faith, or maybe that's doubt, or maybe that's worry, you know, or maybe it's overthinking, or maybe it's taking on too much, or maybe it's over succeeding, or maybe, you know, it's just not enough. Maybe you're not enough. Maybe what you're trying to do can't be done. Maybe it's all of those thoughts that we have to take captive in those moments, especially when we feel like we're in a season of just repeating ourselves or a season of circles. So with that being said, I titled this message today Moment by Moment because I am currently in a what if season. And it's so crazy because I spoke to my therapist this week. And the first thing she asked me, normally, you know, we start talking. She's like, what's going on? It's this particular day, I had my stuff lined up. Like, you ever get prepared for something and you ever say, okay, this is what I'm going to do because I need to talk about this. I need to hit this and I need to just counter at the end with this because I just need a little bit of advice on that. But because these other two topics are like heavy on my heart, I need to figure out what that is. And then we're going to spin around with the last thing and, you know, it with a big bang. So that's how I had it. I literally had my laptop. I was sitting in my car working because I had my baby in here with his dad. And, you know, I was like, I want to be able to have a peaceful, quiet environment. And so the car was my office for like 1 hour and 15 minutes. And I loved it. It was so quiet. I could hear the modem in my laptop just running. And I was just like, it is so quiet. And I love it here. And even now, it's quiet. My son's asleep. You may hear his sound machine in the background. I try to turn it down. But sometimes I have it really low. And people are like, oh, you must be putting the baby to sleep. And I'm like, you can hear that? Like, that thing is like low, low. How can you hear that? So if you do hear the da-da-da-da-da-da, my baby is sleeping. So I am a mama. Excuse me. However, let's get back focused. So, yeah, we started off. And she asked me, she said, if you could take the time out to look back over your teen years and your adult years, what would be the theme of your life in those moments? And I remember, I can't remember what I actually said the first time, but I changed it. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to say that it was pretty much the same thing. I said, when I was a teenager, I was trying to find my way. And then as I got to be an adult, I learned how to find my way while still learning myself because I lost myself. And now I feel like I'm in the season of what if. So what if I would have been found myself earlier on when I was a teenager so that I could be a better young adult, to be a better adult, to be a better parent, to be a better friend, a sister, whatever. And so I say I'm currently in a what if stage in my life, and the moments that are in my life right now are very pivotal because, and they're very crucial because it takes my mind to another place that I really sometimes don't even know how I ended up there. I say, and I find myself questioning a lot of things that I'm doing and a lot of things that God has done in my life. I really, I find it sometimes daunting, you know, to just think about what lies around the corner, you know. And so, I was just like, you know, telling her that. And I was like, it's so crazy that you asked me that question because I literally, and again, if you hear the keys playing in the background, I am working. So don't mind that because my focus is you guys to get you guys this message out. So excuse the mouse, excuse the keys. You may hear them, you may not. If you don't, it's good. If you do, close your ears. Just kidding. We can have fun. This is a safe space. But I found myself just like, I was so at awe because I knew right then and there that God was doing something in me that was bigger than what I felt. And, you know, when I remember writing this title down because I had decided that I was going to take my life. And this is also something that I had to discover in therapy was that she told me to not look at everything, even if it has the same effect, even if it has the same like issue, if it's this, and this, but it all ties to one issue, or this, and this, and it goes back to another issue, but they're all grouped together. She said, don't look at it as a big picture. She said, start dissecting things one by one. So, yeah, you may have five or six things that just are problems in your life, but they all refer to the finances. And you may have three or four problems that all refer to just maybe your job or the time you have in a day or the support you have. Like, you may have a list of issues or a list of complications or moments in your life where you want to prioritize those and you want to group them all together because you're like, oh, well, I'm going through this because of this, and I'm going through this because of that too. All of my issues are these three things: money, time, and my job, or friends, support in my life. Like, all these things. And so she said, don't do that. She said, don't categorize and, you know, contrast and compare or dissect pro and con a lot of things that you're going through. She said, look at them one by one and take them on at face value one by one. Because when you do that, you don't overwhelm yourself. You don't get anxious. You don't get upset. You don't get frustrated. And you don't root back to the issues that you feel like are causing the other issues. She said, because right now, you're in a moment where God is trying to tell you something. So in order for you to see, you have to look at each thing individually. And I was like, God, that's good. And to be honest with you guys, I struggle with living moment by moment because I'm not a moment by moment person. I'm not a minute by minute person. You know, I don't live my life by every minute of the day. I plan, like I said, I had a plan for that therapy session that day, and it went the totally opposite way of how I planned it. But it was right on time and it was on schedule because God knew what I needed. But here I was already in my mind. I was in the car at like, I think my session was at 10, I think. So I was in the car at like, or 11. It was at 11. So I was in the car at like 10:45, 10:50, because I was like, you know what? I need to get my mind together. I need to be equipped for what I have to say because I don't want to just go. Because a lot of times, you guys, I find myself just ranting sometimes or just venting and not really getting to the point, but she always finds a way to, you know, reel me back in, which I love about her. And with this particular day, I feel like I was ready to just get focused. And that day, God said, no, we're gonna reroute. And I told her, I said, this is so crazy because, you know, I said, the first thing on my list that I had to talk about today was basically that I feel like I'm in a what if season. So the question that you asked me really makes a lot of sense because this is where I am. I'm reflecting over my life over the last 28, 29 years, however old I am. Y'all caught that? But however old I am, and I say, you know, I've been looking a lot at what I used to do and what I do now and how that reflects me and how it doesn't reflect me and stuff like that. So I say, you know, I'm literally in the season where I'm looking at a what if. And I think about my finances. I think about my credit. I think about the things that I learned as I lived and did trial and error, and I think about how I, okay, girl, what are you saying? I think about how I implement those things in my life. So that was just a point where I just couldn't figure it out, and to look at something and say, okay, I'm gonna take today every minute by the minute. I'm gonna not plan a day out. I'm gonna go with the flow. That's really hard for me. I don't know about you guys, but I really struggle with losing control. And I think I've talked about this a few times. I've talked about this a few times, and I've just said plenty of times that I really struggle with losing control. Letting God take the front seat or be the driver. I really struggle with that. And even though I sit here and I say, God, I submit myself to you and I give you the free will to do your will in my life, let me be a vessel. And I always tell you guys that you have to be mindful of what you're praying, because God will give you exactly what you need when you need it, when you don't think you need it. And so in that moment when you're telling God that I'm a vessel, you can use me, and he tells you to, he deteriorates your route, or he detours your route to a different spot, you're just like, okay, God, this is not what I was thinking. I say use me, but not use me in that way. And so, but I think a lot of times when God is using us, we don't go, one thing that we forget is we go through that and we don't talk about it. And I'm not saying just put it out the front, but for the people that need to hear it, if somebody's going through something similar, or if you went through something that could help somebody in their situation, we go through these things to be a testimony, to give God glory. So even though we may be at a season of lowness in our life, God is definitely a high value. He gives us grace. He sustains us, and he's sufficient enough, and we have to be the light and reflection to other people. And I was just watching a video with my girl Cece Priscilla. Cece, I call her Cece. Like, I know her personally. In my mind, I do. But Priscilla Shire, Tony Evans' daughter. I love them, But she was talking about how, she was going through a lot of things in her life, and there were three women in her life who were going through something similar, but they weren't connected. They were just connected to her. And she said she remembered that in moments where she was low, she had people to keep her above water, to keep her grounded, to be reminded of God's will. Because sometimes when we're going through a lot of things, and not even sometimes, if I'm honest, all the time, we forget that God is still good. God is still sufficient, even when we're hurting. God is still loving on us, and he's there. He's with us, even when we feel like he's not. And so we have to take every moment in our life and take a look at it and say, okay, God, what are you learning? What am I learning from this? What are you trying to tell me? And I think I'm still learning that. Like, I'm still learning that the trials that we go through are actually just life lessons. They're to teach us something. And with my therapy session, we talked about, I find myself talking about a lot about my support system. And we were talking about my dad. And I had told her, that we're talking about just support and stuff like that. And I know that my life would be better and different if my dad was still alive. I know that for a fact. Because my life was better. It wasn't perfect, but he made it better. He was the highlight of my day. And, what do you do when you feel like you've lost the person that connected to you, that knew you the best? That we didn't always get along. We didn't always agree. And people thought that, he was just, it was just perfect. It wasn't perfect, but it was real. I could be real with my dad and tell him that I'm upset with you because I feel like you chose mom's side over me. Or I got upset with you because I needed you. You didn't come right away. Or, I could be that. And my dad was the type of person, he didn't care if I got mad. But he listened. And even if he didn't understand, he still heard me, And even with my sister, when she was younger, she was very inquisitive. Like, she would ask the craziest questions. I remember one time he was like, oh, I'm going to tear your legs up. She was like, well, what does that mean? And so we got home, he tore her legs up. And so that's the type of dad my dad was. Like, he's like, oh, you curious? Let me help you find out. She's being bad at school. But I just think about, how he showed up for us in moments where he probably didn't even know how to. And that just reminded me that, in times where we're going through things where we don't know how to show up for ourselves, in those moments, we may be called to be showing up for somebody else. And then, and just being the glory of God and just being obedient, God gives us that same grace Because when we go through things, God sends us people that can sustain us, that can hold us still and hold us upright and walk us to his glory. And that's what I always talk about, you guys. Getting friends who can push you into purpose, you know. And your family is your family by blood, by, you're guilty by association. You're born into them, but you choose your friends. You choose who you hang around. Those are your family that you choose. So choose wisely. Choose people who's going to pray for you when you can't pray for yourself. And choose people that know something's going on, and they may not want to talk about it, but they can send up a prayer for you on your behalf because they can see that something's going wrong. Choose people that will choose you even when it's hard to choose themselves, you know, when they're down, that they still find strength to pray for you. And I remember I talked about the power of one. I'm going to link that message in the episode notes. And I always tell you guys, please check out the episode notes because there is a lot of information. I'm going to link that video and that thing there. I'm making a note of it now. The power of one. Because I think that was something that was just so important. And really when I was watching that video, I said, you know what, let me pause this and let me go to record this episode, because I know that this is telling me that I need to do what I need to do, because I've been kind of putting it on the back burner for a minute here. Or not putting it on the back burner, but just not feeling like I had enough time to do it and not wanting to sit in the car and do it, and you know how that goes. So, but anyways, yeah, I always talk about how we need people to push us into purpose, because that is so important. You know, it's really important, because when we can't show up for ourselves, friends show up for us, family shows up for us. So you want to be around people who can push you into purpose. And I think that the biggest and hardest thing to do is live moment by moment when you're not a fly-by. And I remember I was watching Pretty Woman the other day. Have you ever seen that movie? And it's about a woman who was a prostitute. And she was basically trying to find her way, and she ended up running to this guy who had a lot of money, and he, you know, paid her money to just spend time with him throughout the week, and he kind of upgraded her life, or not kind of, he really did upgrade her life, and she wanted to do better. She was going back to school. She moved out of the neighborhood she was in. She stopped prostituting. I mean, the moral of the story, like, don't be sitting talking about, oh, she was a prostitute. Read your Bibles, because maybe the people in there, they was, it's not even, you know, it's a movie, making a movie, you know, get real about what the word of God says. Like, God has a sense of humor, and the things that we see in today is not really too different from the things that are in the Bible, and a lot of things that were going on back then don't go on now, you know, thank God, because, oh my God, if we were living in those times, I don't think we would make it. But anyways, back to the movie Pretty Woman. What was my point? I just lost it. But, oh, friends pushing you into purpose. And, you know, he upgraded her life, and, you know, she wanted to do better. And not only did she take that and try to use it for her good, but she tried to get her friend and get her to do better as well. But her friend just didn't want to, you know, and she gave her money. And she told her, you know, whatever, you know, just take care of yourself and just know that you're worth more than this or whatever. And, you know, the story ends. But I think about that, and I think about how I can look at things like that and just relate it back to God's word, you know, even though there's nothing biblical in that movie, but I can always look at these and just say, God, you know, that's how God's grace is for us. Like, he gives us a second chance. And even in that movie, that's why it's so, God says you have to be around godly counsel. And when two or three are gathered, come on, like, it means a lot to have people around you who can push you into purpose, and to just be able to have the power of one person. That's all it takes, is one. But to have a community and a sisterhood and a counselinghood or a brotherhood of people who support you is very important. And so I thought, I've been seeing 1 Corinthians 10:13 lately. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. And I think about what I said earlier, that God is sufficient. He will sustain us. His grace is enough. And sometimes we feel like when we're going through things, it's like, man, I cannot bear this. And sometimes I find myself, I think about that Corinne Hawthorne song where she says, God would never give us too much that we can bear. You said the Lord would never be too much. And sometimes I find myself asking the Lord, like, Lord, wait a minute now. This getting kind of heavy. You know, you said that this wasn't going to weigh me down. You said that I can endure this. You said that you would put more on me than I could bear. But my thing is, I'm standing up, but my legs are bending. You know, I'm getting weak because of these things. So please help me to miss this, you know? And, I think that it is so important to just let go of God, not God's, let go of your control and give God your control. Give him the driver's seat, you know, let him take the wheel, even if you're sitting in there. And I know that's hard because it's hard for me, but you have to be able to submit yourself into God's will, because his will is far greater than ours. And he knows tomorrow. He knows everything. He's everywhere. He's been where we haven't gone. So the things that we go through today, it's so crazy because earlier I sat here and something happened to me over the last 48 hours, 24 hours. And today I'm sitting here wondering, something that is taking longer than what I expected, is it because of something that's going to potentially happen? Like, is this delay going to be a blessing in this thing that I'm waiting for? Like, is this going to be my blessing? Is this why I had to wait to get this? Because this is going to happen. And so I just thought that was crazy, because sometimes, you know, we go through things and we're like, oh, I need this now. Like, I need it yesterday. Like, I need this to be fixed. Like, and then when we get it, it's like, oh, this came right on time, you know? So I'm at a moment where it's just like, okay, well, I waited patiently, but now I'm in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, God, you know, is this why I had to wait on what I'm waiting for? And only time will tell, you know. I have to keep going through life within the next month or so to figure out, you know, is this why God having me wait? And if he is, I'm like, it's a blessing, because things are definitely different from last year, you know, the year before that. And so I think in that moment, I had to take a moment to think. And I think that's what moment to moment is. It's a moment to think. Think about what's going on right now. Looking at things one at a time, not as a whole, but just looking at the very thing right now that's pressing you and saying, okay, God, what can I do with this? What are you teaching me? What are you showing me? And just trusting him and telling him to give you the strength that you need to endure, because without his endurance, you don't have it all. Yeah, that's what today's message is about, moment to moment. I kind of went more than I was going to go, but that just lets you know that God is definitely right here in the midst of this word, because like I tell you guys all the time, when I record stuff, I don't have no notes. I don't have nothing. I'm literally sitting here working, talking to you guys, and just by me talking, I'm remembering things that make sense. Like when I see them, I'm like, oh, you know, God's definitely in this, or God's doing that. Like I said, when I was watching that video with Priscilla Shire, I was like, you know what? Let me be obedient and do what God told me to do. So, again, thank you for listening. I will see you guys or talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye! Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned for more episodes. Remember, being grateful makes you gorgeous.